Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Welcome back to the Sort of Help a Podcast,
yes.
Episode something.
Sonia. I don't know.
Probably 25, 26. I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And I hope you can hear her, as my mic is.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to. Also, don't even fuck with that.
I have to hold it the entire time. This is torture.
Yeah.
Welcome. How you doing?
I've been better. I'm all tired.
Mm-hmm.
How was last week?
Last week or this week?
Last week. This week hasn't happened yet.
The week that has happened.
Yes.
Okay. We had Halloween.
Was that?
Yeah, it does not feel like it at all. We had Halloween. Had a little party bash. That was fun. Some strange stuff happened.
Some drama.
It's okay. Some drama. Some personal drama in our lives. Mm-hmm. Not too...
It's just funny.
It's strange. Strange coincidences. Everything happening. We're so vague.
It's whatever.
I realized last night that I could not recall anything that I did this week.
Yeah.
Because I think that keeps happening because I'm so stressed that I'm kind of repressing everything. I'm repressing every day.
Yeah.
And all the days are blending together so much because I can't sleep at night.
Really?
I try everything. I don't have any caffeine or sugar before I go to bed. I'm doing the same thing as I've always done for the past eon or so.
Mm.
And, like, melatonin, I haven't, like, upped the dosage because I know the more you take, it doesn't work, which is weird. I've tried everything. And my dreams are really what is preventing me from having any sleep.
Really? What do you dream about?
Really unnecessary things, like people from my past that I'm talking to, like my brain trying to give me closure or something, and then I wake up and I'm still stressed because it's like, why did my brain even want to resolve that? You know, everything's still the same as I wake up. Like really gory shit.
Really?
Like I don't even want to say.
Just give, like, a really vague... We've been vague this
My neighbor's
time.
Dog dying.
Really? Ooh.
But, like, didn't die. It was, like, before. Like, you know? I don't know. Like... Just, like, intense, intense emotions that I feel while I sleep.
Yeah.
That I can feel real life me as I'm in my bed, like expressing, like, kind of, like, the cry face but no tears, sort of. Or, like, the, like, why is this happening? I don't know. And... Oh, it's really coming down. You can hear that rain?
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was in my headphones.
I thought it was
the air.
Yeah. Storming.
It's a shitty day.
But yeah, my brain just doesn't turn off. And something in my mouth.
Never really does, actually.
So. I know, but I don't know. It's strange because my parents both have, like, not problem sleeping, but problem sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, my mom used to work night shifts at the hospital, and so she would sleep during the day, and then she would, like, pound 5-hour energies at night.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So that fucked up her sleep schedule.
Yeah.
And then now she can't sleep at night just because.
Yeah, she's not
like,
trying.
She literally does not sleep, and that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I don't know how that woman even survives.
Yeah.
So then my dad says, like, because I told him what was happening. He's like, yeah, I have an active brain, too. Like, I have crazy dreams, and he's up at weird hours. He'll go to bed at, like, 7 p.m., and then he'll try to go to bed at, like, a decent hour after he's taken that, like, nap or so. And then he'll just stare at the ceiling at bed because he can't go to bed. And then he'll be up at, like, 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah, I have problems like that, too. But it's only when I'm here on campus and sleeping in a dorm room is when I have the most active weird dreams, is because I
am back to your old glasses.
Yeah, I'm wearing blue today.
Blue.
But what was I saying?
You're having trouble sleeping in a dorm room, which is understandable.
But it's like, I don't know what it is. It's I don't have these things at home, but like I talk in my sleep. I'm more like awake in the but not awake in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, saying things, and I'm, like, getting, like, jerking up and, like, moving in my sleep as if I were awake. But then I just, like, I sleep with Joe, so, like, he tells me these things. I'm like, I don't fucking remember ever doing this. It's like, I'm actually awake, but I'm just not aware. Like, I'm a zombie. It's like crazy shit. It could probably be the stress, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the times that you slept over at my house, you're pretty, like, knocked out.
Right?
I hear a little snore or two once in a while. Yeah, I'm right? Like, oh, you're actually, like, sleeping.
And I really don't know what it is.
It's got to be. Blue Jays fan?
No, I'm not a fucking Blue Jays. I'm a Mets fan.
Wearing a Blue Jays shirt.
Yeah, it's just because it's a Blue Jay. It's a bird. And it was a gift.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the tat. You haven't talked to the folks about your tat.
I have a tat. Your experience. My experience was fantastic. This guy was pretty cool. He did a great job. It's a pigeon with a hat and a suit on.
A little peely?
What?
That little thing right there. Don't pick it at.
It hasn't pretty fancy. It hasn't peeled in fucking weeks, so I think it was just a little speck. Mine's we're both wearing black, so.
You see it? Mine peeled.
You got skin. You got skin.
I know, but it's like weird. My hair's growing back.
I know, my hair's growing back too as soon as fucking.
Man, why did.
Oh my god, so really?
Every part of my breakfast is in my teeth. It's gross.
I had a shitty breakfast, to be honest with you. They had.
What did they have at the thing?
They had. I went to Cooper. They had these dry biscuits, like the most driest biscuits ever with like the sausage and gravy. And then like Adirondack pancakes that are like fucking elephant ears. And just like strawberry. Like, you know, like, the shit you put on pancakes, like, strawberries.
Syrup?
With the strawberries in it. It's just, like, gross and soft and liquidy.
Like strawberry.
Yeah, like.
Blobs or something.
And the only good thing was the potatoes. I like the hash browns I got. Or whatever they're called. The potatoes.
I eat the same thing for breakfast almost every day. And it makes me not even want to cook breakfast anymore because I'm so picky. Or that it takes so much effort. So building off of that, you know, I guess I do have a family history of fucking insomnia. Great, love that. Never thought that I would end up like my parents. But yeah, so I don't sleep at night, so then I get up and I'm miserable throughout the day. I'm so miserable and like grossed out by the stuff I just dreamt that I don't want to cook breakfast because I'm just like, I'm not hungry, but my stomach's growling, but I need to eat because if I don't eat, I'll be miserable and blah, blah, blah. And so like I base off my meals and stuff off of practicality, I guess. Like I have a buttload of like bacon, eggs, tortillas and cheese, and I don't want it to go bad. So I have to eat it. Because they don't sell it in, like, smaller amounts, and it's just, it doesn't make sense. I'm rambling, but takes effort to cook breakfast and meals and stuff. And my diet's not the best, you know, just everything. And
too much sugar. I got too much sugar in my diet. Because that's all I have, like, access to, you know what I mean?
And then you want to go out to get something nice at a cafe or just, like, a diner, but you don't have enough money.
I don't have money.
But you're trying to make a business, and, you know, that takes time, and you can't really focus on your business because you've got schoolwork to do, and you can't really focus on your schoolwork because you don't have that money to go get that nice food that you need to fuel your brain. Everything affects everything, and I can't even remember what we talked about the last time. It was being enough.
Oh, probably, yeah. That's like the last two, right?
Yeah. The last two podcasts have pretty much been the same thing because nothing has changed. Like, I'm still feeling the same way.
I feel like shit, yeah.
And it is scaring me because I don't want this to be the new normal. I really don't. Even though the end is in sight for the semester, it's the last full month, which is weird. It feels like this is going to keep going on forever. Sorry, I'm stealing your spot.
No, you're good, babe. Like, the first week of December is, like, the last week of the semester, right? Or is it the second week of December? Because we got finals week. I don't know about you, but I got finals.
I think we have our last day of classes is, like, the last week of November bleeding into December.
Yeah, right.
And then finals week is the second week of December.
Do you have, you have, like, final projects?
Oh, yeah, already. We're starting those.
Right.
I've got an essay that I am bullshitting.
That's for fucking
Renaissance history, which I've been having weird dreams about that too.
That's
like,
awesome.
Just like random people, like my this is so out of pocket, but this is so true. Literally,
say it.
I'm not gonna say who, but one of my professors is like posing nude for the class in my dream.
Really?
And doesn't get dressed after we're done drawing them. And then is like, what's your project? Asking me for a ceramic piece in a totally different class. And I'm like, fuck, I don't have enough time to like make something, wait for it to dry, kiln, place, whatever. So I'm like sifting through my stuff that I have. I'm like bullshitting it. And then I wake up after I find something that I just made.
I just want to know.
Man, and it freaks me the fuck out. Okay. It's not how you think.
It's not?
It's not.
Is it someone you've had already or right now?
That I have right now, and it's so weird. I hate it. Like, unnecessary bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, casually speaking to me.
It's probably so just anxiety. It's probably just stress.
It really is, and I wish that I could just get rid of all my anxiety, man. It's not that I'm a nervous wreck or a spiraling freaking
good for you
person. Like, I'm capable of doing things, and I'm confident, and I know it, and I can get shit done. It's just the in-betweens, you know? As people say, I'm focusing on the wrong things.
Yep.
Which is weird. I don't know. And I can't really help it. Like,
it's okay.
My brain just is like, you know what? What if that person were to, like, walk in right now and just start, like, talking to you as if nothing happened?
The professor?
No, just, like, a person from my past or something. I'm like, why? And that gives, and then I start spiraling. And I'm like, how would I respond? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is totally, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is my brain telling me to do this right now?
Is it because you've seen them around?
No.
No?
But then I do see them, and then it's like, was my brain actually preparing me for this, or was this a coincidence?
Oh, that's crazy shit. Because I deal with that same thing. Like, I think of somebody, and then they show up, and I see them, like, all the time. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I could not tell you.
This mic is giving me, I feel like I'm like that, let's get ready to rumble. Fucking holding this thing. Yeah, just everything. And I'm so burnt out that I don't have the energy to, you know, hunker down and get the shit done. Like, my essay draft of 7 to 10 pages is due Tuesday, and it's Sunday, and I have only 3 pages. Yeah, which sounds not that much. Like, I can do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fucking do it.
You don't want to do it? Yeah, I get it. I have lab reports, so due for my labs and my genetics lab, like two actual lab reports, and I finished the first one. Now I have to do a second one, and that's really long because I don't know what the fuck I'm even doing in that lab, so I have to bullshit that, but then like I want to get 100 on it, but then I end up like in like an 85, and I feel really shitty and depressed. That's just, like, what's been going on, because I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I think that I'm writing a certain way, and I think that I'm writing scientifically, like, great. You know what I mean? I'm doing fine. And I've done it before. I have that confidence of doing it before. Mm-hmm. But then I do it again, and then I'm like, oh, well, another AD. Woo. That's not going to get me fucking anywhere. It's just really shitty. I don't know. I have a hard time explaining it, but you understand. Just no energy left.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. What just happened? I knew something was off.
Mic two.
And it was off, but I knew something was off.
Okay. Sorry if we were quiet. I just realized that because we were switching mics around.
Yeah.
So, hopefully this is better. I'm trying to mess with the audio. What does it look like on there? Does it even show up? Kind of?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay. So, sorry for the drastic change in volume. If, maybe. But yeah.
Okay,
The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
I had a homework due for chemistry on Friday, and it was easy as shit ever. And I was doing every single thing right. I did it. I had unlimited chances to do it. So it's easy. But I did it like 20 times over and over and over again in like the same, like without any breaks. And I got like the 20 to 80% every time I did it. Like one was 20, one was 60, one was 80. And I did over and over again doing the same thing.
Same questions.
Every single time. And that is what happened. So that was true insanity, let me tell you. And then I fucking called Joe over and Joe did it. The same shit that I did. Like mm-hmm. the exact work. And we got 100. So like. I really don't weird. Understand. Yeah,
that brings that's me back to I'm the fucking to. Yeah. Math in the real world stuff. We have to keep doing it
until we finally get the yeah. answer. Ugh. I have to do that for math too.
The same program thing.
Oh my god! I just remembered. I have an exam tomorrow for genetics
mm-hmm.
and a math quiz. I just remembered that. Are you fucking kidding me,
man?
It's whatever.
Why?
Honestly.
Why school? Like,
why science?
Every professor is aware of what's going on right now. They're aware that every student is struggling because all of a sudden every fucking professor and class decides to give so much homework.
We just had a genetics exam. Like, 2 weeks ago. We just had one. And I'm freaking out, man.
Dude,
why?
I only get one exam at, like, the beginning. Then I get a midterm. Then I get a final. If yeah. I do have a class with an exam. That's crazy. You've had, like, 12.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking
you
sucks.
Might as well just call them tests. They're not exams.
I can't.
Not you, but the people. I don't know.
I'm just anxious. No, you're good. Say it.
Wouldn't you think that professors would, like, acknowledge this and, like, have a meeting and be like, dude, we need to, like, chill out or something?
I don't know, but listen to this. They do acknowledge it. They say it, like, we know you have all this stuff, and they don't do anything about it.
Because they need to fill their requirements, yeah. So it's just like, well, you know, fuck everyone, because I gotta do what I gotta do.
I like
for yourself.
I do like how my genetics professor does it though.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us a quiz like a week or whatever before the exam,
mm-hmm.
so that he gives us time to study for it for that exam with that quiz. And the quizzes are really easy, and the exams are actually really easy too. But it's just a lot to study for, especially mm-hmm. this one. But it's just, I like how he does it. Because the only grades in that class is the quiz and the quizzes and the exams.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that they think that it's the best way to assess people's understanding of a topic is by handing them a test when it's, like, in reality, that's, like, not true at all. And if it was ideal, we wouldn't have any tests.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's cruel. Because I personally have really bad testing anxiety, and I don't do as well as if it wasn't for, like, a grade or it was, like, a homework assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. And it's just not fair, like, at all.
It really isn't. There's just so many people in my classes, including me, who just have stopped caring.
Yeah, I don't
like understand. Like, fucking months ago.
Yeah.
And are really, really going through it.
Yeah,
like,
but
missing classes, like, they're blatantly just saying, like, yeah, sorry I didn't do this because I was depressed or, you know, I had to eat sleep or something. Like, people in my drawing class were like, yeah, I was in here until 3 a.m. finishing this. And it's like, oh, the professor's like, this isn't good enough or this
yeah,
isn't,
that's shitty.
You know.
That's really shitty.
Done.
But, like, I don't care anymore either, but then I have to care because for me, I have to, like, get a PhD. You know what I mean? I have to get into grad school. Like, I want to do it right away. I don't want to take a break. But if I have to, I have to. But in my head, I have to get, like, a 3.5 above
mm-hmm.
GPA. And I need to get all these things done. And I need to do the best that I can, even if I don't give a shit anymore, which is always the hardest. Because I don't have that energy to, like, do how I should.
Yeah.
But I have to. So it's like they're competing. But then I'm like, I'm super depressed. Because I want to succeed. I want to go to Columbia grad school in New York City. I want to get paid to do work on my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to be.
Do that?
Yeah, you get paid.
Oh, like the way I do with right now with college, kind of?
Yeah, right.
So like you get a refund every semester?
Instead of that, no, you get like paid $38,000 to be a PhD student.
Jesus.
You don't have to pay tuition. Like
housing?
At all. It's a part of it. You get free housing, yeah. As a PhD student, not undergrad. Yeah, in New York City, bitch, I'm going. For real. I'm doing the best that I can to get into that school because they have what I need. And it's not like undergrad, like applying. You apply to a specific lab this professor is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do work for them. So it's not like, oh, you're just going to get accepted to the college. They just let you in to their lab and you do that research with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically all it is, which is not that bad. But I want to have as much knowledge as I can. I want to be a good candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't give a shit. Nah, like, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I have bad memory, too, which doesn't help.
Speaking of, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part where you're constantly battling between, like, you need to keep going because that's why you're here.
Yeah.
So you can graduate. But you don't want to because you're so drained and burnt out because you're going for your degree, if that makes sense. Like, it's just a constant loop.
But you know what I was thinking about? It really fucking blows my mind.
What?
That we are going to be juniors next year. And we are going to be so close to being done. And which is weird.
Freaks me out, too.
Yeah, right?
Next year, technically next year, we'll still be second half of sophomore. But I get what you mean.
What do you mean?
We're first semester sophomores right now.
I'm a second semester sophomore.
What?
Yeah.
How? Because of
credits, high school.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, I thought you were going to be here longer than me.
I honestly thought so, too, and I'm not even a zoology major
And you've
yet.
Changed your major, like, six times. I know. That's crazy.
I gotta be, like, they should have scholarships for people like me, to be honest with you. I've been through everything. I've tried everything.
Damn, that puts, like, a pit in my chest.
Why?
Because I don't want to be here at all. Like, I want to leave.
I've been really craving. I went to the mall yesterday.
The mall?
Yeah, I really needed to do it. I haven't been so long. And Christmas is coming. I'm so excited for Christmas. I haven't been this excited for Christmas in so long. And
I feel like you say that every year.
I know. And I think to myself, I really wish I had a house right now. And really wish I had a life, an adult life. I wish I had a good job. I wish I had a good amount of money. I wish I was in New York City right now. I have been craving to go to New York City so bad for the Christmas vibes. It's crazy.
I know, man. It's coming up the same time when we went on the trip.
It hurts.
Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
The memories. I've been, like, actually scrolling through pictures, just, like, reminiscing.
It makes me want to cry because, like...
Do you know how many New York City apartment tours videos I've been watching?
You have?
Really? I have, really. And it's, like...
It feels bad. It really feels bad. I don't like the feeling. But, like, I love the feeling. It's just, I wish I was them. Why can't I afford this? Mm-hmm. Do that. But we're almost done, but it doesn't feel like it. And...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm really anxious.
Yeah, I really hope that I'm prepping for a craft show the weekend after Thanksgiving, the 26th.
Really?
So I really hope that it goes well and that people like my stuff and like I can make an income from that. This week actually I visited a friend of a friend's ceramicist friend.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. Literally in the, like, 30 minutes away in Martyville.
Really?
And, like, it's weird. Weird way to get there. But when you get there, it's, like, an oasis.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of nowhere. It's a town.
Yeah, really?
Literally. And it's just this one person's property. Like, there's...
Really?
Like, they made it custom to their needs. Like, there's a little, like, shop that's, like, the train station. Then there's a little thing over here that's the studio with a basement... But it says town hall, and it's all decorated like a town hall on the outside, like a saloon.
Really?
And then over here, there's a huge, long barn that's like Mom's Cafe, this over here, Timmy's Hardware, blah, blah, blah. And then their fucking house right there, they have a pizza oven outside that they made. They have a fucking moonshine shack, and they have a garden and fountains and stuff. Like, it's literally the dream. And
this is just one person's property?
One person. She's an amazing ceramicist. Huh?
Pretty much.
She makes high-end ceramic stuff.
That's crazy.
Practical and still, like, I guess, not, like, fancy, but it's good shit.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, damn, this is what I want to do for at least a good chunk of my life.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, panicking because I'm like, man, there's so much to this. Not their property, but, like, to be a ceramicist, there's so much money that you have to put in and then just kind of cross your fingers. because I feel like that's with any artist.
It's not really
anything. The kiln is like $2,000. The materials, the clay, you mix your own clay because it's cheaper, but then you have to pay and learn that stuff to actually know how to make the right clay. Make your own glazes so you're original. Make the pieces and kill your fucking body just to make it, and probably kill yourself by inhaling so much silica dust and everything.
I'm like freaking out, man. I'm feeling that for you. Like, I just,
you know,
everything just...
And I have money saved up, but that's for like, who the fuck knows at this point, because the plan has changed so much. I thought that was gonna be like my down payment and fucking interest or whatever for an apartment in the city, but now I'm like, man, I don't think I can actually handle living in the city, like, alone.
Oh, that has not changed. I'm still going.
Oh, you're still going. I'm and still I would going. Love to live there, but I feel like I'm so used to just the small town and knowing every corner and knowing where I'm safe and where I'm not safe. And as amazing as that place is, I don't think I could step outside alone ever. And
no,
I don't
definitely want to go there with somebody.
Yeah. Like, to live with?
Yeah.
But, like, then I'm thinking, if I have a job and then they have a job and we're both at different, you know, like, there's going to be times where I have to be alone. And I don't want to live somewhere where I don't feel safe in the streets, if that makes sense. Just to be so confined to, like, that apartment, you know. I'm all about going outdoors and there's not a lot of nature there.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I'd love to just stay there for maybe a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's my final destination to live. And then there's all these other places I want to visit, but I don't have enough money to fucking travel there and stay there. And my family has never been one to, like, vacation, so I'm not really used to it. And, like, now my savings is looking like it's going to be for my ceramic money, like $2,000 for a kiln, $1,000 for a wheel, and the rest for whatever. And then it's like, bam, all of the savings are gone at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Everything seems like it's going well, but it's kind of sabotaging me in a way, if that makes sense. It really makes me wonder, like, do I want to do this for my life? But what else would I be doing?
I know.
Where else would I be?
I know. Like, I feel that way about... Let me ask you something. You knowing me, not, like...
Ow, me. Headphone got stuck to my ear.
You good?
I'm okay. Just gonna eat my ear.
Just like knowing me before college.
Uh-huh.
Before I did declaring majors and all the other shit. Think of me, and what do you think that I would be doing?
Had you not go to college?
If before any of that, like, I'd be going to college for what? What do you know of me? And just who I am as a person, what my interests are. What do you think that I would want to be doing with my life?
With your life? Or majoring in college?
Well, one step and the other, just my life
entirely.
Okay,
I think that you would have done something more artistic.
Exactly. What am I doing?
Science.
I don't understand. Okay.
You're so passionate about both, though, so that it's very hard to decide. And there's... It's not that there's more stability in science. I mean, you could say either or. There's, like, instability, like, with music or art or science. Like, the, like, I don't know. You want to be let's just say you want to be, like, the best scientist in the world or something. Or just, like, a well-known and renowned scientist.
Done something.
Like, that's fucking hard to do.
Yeah, fucking difficult.
But it's also hard to be a professional musician or a professional artist.
I don't know.
I don't know. So...
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I want. I've benefited from changing my major like 5-6 times, but I'm stuck with what I'm doing now. I'm stuck with zoology. I love animals. I'm doing this for the love of animals. And it's just really hard getting there because it's all the other bullshit. It's all that chemistry and math that you have to get through. Like, we talked about that before, like the requirements for our majors that we don't really care about. That's really hard. That's really bringing me down, but maybe when I take an animal class it'd be better. But still, I'm feeling
it's always just,
it's
like
dragging me down,
hoping for what's gonna happen in the future, if that makes sense. Like doing the bullshit now so then you don't have to deal with it later, but then later comes and you're still dealing with the bullshit. It's like, why the fuck did I even do it? why did I even take this class that, you know, didn't matter to me then, or it mattered towards my degree but not to me, and blah blah blah, something.
I want to be point. In just artistic. I just want to be an artist of any kind. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. But like, I have this urge to get a PhD in science. Like, is that really what I want to do? Kind of, but mm-hmm. it's just that calling, the creative side of me is just struggling.
I think that's
why I'm depressed, to be honest.
Maybe. I think you should still do your PhD and work towards that, but maybe do your music stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But then it sounds complicated because you're like, well, I can't fully focus and put all the energy I need to into my PhD yeah. if I'm too focused on music on the side, you know?
But, yeah, and that's what I was struggling with. I was going to declare a minor mm-hmm. in audio production. Yeah. But then I realized, like, I was sitting... And I was like, wait a minute. What if I have, like, this project due, this music project due, but then I also have, like, a report or a lab something yeah. due, and then, like, I don't have time to make the best of either. And I'm just... Exactly. And I want to take a minor in an artist's art, whatever, like, music. I want to do audio production.
Don't you have, like, what's it called? Electives that you need to take?
I'm finished all of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm where I am. That's why I'm able to be where I am, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I really don't know. Because I was going to take intro to audio production.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I have time for that.
You can maybe talk to your advisor and see if there's any way you could, like, take a class and it'll still fill a requirement for your... degree.
No,
it might be hard because it's so
different,
strict to like yeah. you know, it'd be one thing if I wanted to take a history class,
yeah,
because it's okay with art because I need histories yeah. or something. I don't know. Yeah, life is very stressful.
I wish I just knew how to deal with it.
Yeah, I wish that too. I wish that yeah. adults would actually give good advice instead of just being like, you know, this is how I did it. Like, it's a different time. Like, I can totally understand, like, if an adult were to give me advice of how to live my life right now, it would totally be different because of the different times we grew up in and the way that the world is, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like I hate, and I understand, but it bugs me when adults are like, well, you just got to figure it out for yourself. And it's like,
yeah,
but I'm just asking, when I'm asking for help, and it's the simplest thing, all I need is, like, some sort of, like, statement or something to point me in the right direction of how I don't know, change my insurance plan, you know?
That's
like, well, you have the internet at your fingertips. I'm like, the fuck if I know what's right and what's not on the internet? But you are an adult, and you deal with this, so could you just help me just a tad, and I'll do the rest?
My mom is retiring. Like, oh. in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's getting rid of her family insurance plan.
Yeah.
Meaning I have to get my own, like, go off of the college's insurance, mm-hmm. which is making me nervous because I'm on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping that'll fucking cover it because that's $300. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping that'll, like, stay free for me. And then just, like, I'm the youngest. My brothers, my siblings had it somewhat easier because my parents were still, my mom was still working. She wasn't retiring anytime soon when mm-hmm. they were getting into the adult world to learn. I don't have that, so now I have to fucking figure that all out by myself in like
earlier
2 years,
than
3 years.
They did.
And it's really stressing me out because I don't know shit about any adult taxes or insurance mm-hmm. or any of that. And that's making me even worse because I'm not ready for that. And I feel like I'm never going to be. I'm going to have fucking have someone. I'm going to be on, like, somebody's back. They're going to be carrying me. I'm not going to be figured out by myself ever because I'm not going to have time to do it because I'm going to be working on a PhD. Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to fucking worry about is insurance, but I need it,
yeah.
especially if I'm going in the city. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like having people do my work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
Yeah, it is really frustrating having to ask people. Like, I would love if I knew how to do everything that I'm supposed to. But the thing is, another thing that really bugs me is that they're like, oh, you're an adult now. Like, when you turn 18 or you're, yeah. We're both 19 right now. It's like, oh, you're an adult right now. You can handle this by yourself. It's like, no, I'm not.
No.
I'm 18, 19. I get it when it's like 20, but the official government thing is 21. If I can't fucking drink or fucking rent a car or a hotel room yet, then do you think I can actually handle this shit?
No.
Just because I'm in the big, you know, C-word college doesn't mean I can do my taxes or figure out what to ask for when I go to the doctors or something. And, you know, and it's like adults are kind of sick of us asking for help. It's like, but when we were, when we were younger, though, at least for me, adults wanted nothing to do but try and help me so I wouldn't get scammed, or I would do things correctly, or I would start saving or something. Mm-hmm. But now that I have actual questions,
when it really matters,
you know, when it really matters and when I'm actually paying attention to this stuff, it's like, you figure it out. You're capable of doing it. Like, the fuck if I am? I don't know. It just, everything would be so simple if those little things were just fixed. Maybe it wouldn't even fix it at all. Who knows? But, you know, people say, oh, well, your health matters. Okay, don't give me 12 assignments to do for one class while I have 4 other classes to take or whatever. I don't know.
Are we going to be seniors when we're 21?
You might be...
We're going to be seniors when we're 21. When we turn 21, we're going to be seniors in college.
Yeah, I believe so.
We're going to graduate that senior year, right? I think I will be.
Let me do some weird stuff in my head real quick. Okay. Like, spring, second semester sophomore, then the fall is junior, spring is... I don't know. I think I'm supposed to graduate in the fall.
So of 25?
You think so, and I'll be 21. You turn 21 before me.
By April.
I think you might be out of here before me.
Yeah, I thought.
If you're gonna be a first semester junior next
semester.
This spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be 20, and then you'll be 21. So you'll graduate 2024 fall, right?
What?
Am I wrong?
Okay, wait. Let me do some weird math. Okay, so
I really need like a piece of paper or something.
Okay, so where are we right now? I'm a second semester sophomore right now.
Okay, so then you're gonna be, and it's
2023.
2023, you're gonna be a junior, and you're gonna finish being a junior.
First, second semester junior.
So then 2024 comes. So you might.
First semester senior.
Yeah, you'll graduate the fall of 2024.
Yeah.
And then I'll be graduating fall of 2025.
Yeah.
So you'll be a year ahead.
I'll still
of
be
me.
Here. Maybe actually I might fucking. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I might be in the city. I'll come back for your graduation.
Yeah, don't stay here on my account. Go fucking start something so then I can visit you in the summertime while I'm in between my senior year.
That's so close.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like it, but it does, and it's crazy.
No, I'm excited, actually. Okay, man.
Can I even make it?
No. Oh, shut up.
Yes, no, like, mentally. I don't know.
No.
I'll make it. And the crazy thing is, like, my dad asked me the other day, what are your grades? Like, what did you get on your midterms and stuff? And I read him all my grades, and he's like, so you're almost like a 3.8 right now or a 3.6. I'm like, you're right. But that's me killing myself to actually get the grades. You know, like, that's me being stressed and I'm actually doing good. So it's like, if I want to be mentally healthy or like physically healthy, then I would have a lower GPA. That makes sense?
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
But I guess I'm also not giving myself credit where credit's due, because if I do realize, like, oh yeah, I got an A on my fucking midterm, an A minus on my midterm, like, that's great, then that'll make my brain be like, okay, so now you can slack off because you got such a good grade, and then it'll plummet.
Nah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
It's weird.
What was I gonna say? It's 11:11.
It is 11:11. I wish for everything to calm down.
Yeah, I wish to be good on my exams.
I wish that the world would compute with my needs. And I wish I had more water. That's what I wish.
You know what's really cool?
What's up?
I didn't have any midterms.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Because you've been having exams every other week.
Yeah, so I pay for that. That way. Oh, I'm really nervous. So we're learning about my exam tomorrow for genetics. Why am I really loud? Did you turn me on?
Nope.
Am I the same?
Yeah. I haven't touched the board.
That's crazy. I'm going to be back here then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to talk about it, actually. Just forget about it.
Don't stress yourself out.
We'll
figure it out. We'll all figure it out. You'll figure it out, listener, if you're listening.
Gotta get a good grade on that.
And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, even though it feels fucking shitty right now.
Are you shitting me right now?
What's up?
Look at this.
Recording and music production. What? The ad?
Yeah.
It's a sign.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Audio and music production.
I think you're fully capable of doing it by yourself on the side.
You know, I am too.
Practicing.
The thing is,
there's like a little scratchy thing on there.
I just have a hard time like keeping up with a hobby that's not like I'm not like a class or something. You know what I'm saying?
Something that would give you more of an obligation to actually practice more.
Yeah.
It's hard to practice by yourself. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's end it here,
okay.
I think. Thank you very much for listening to our rambles of our stressors and everything. Yep. We hope that you're doing all right and know that you can do it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Follow our Instagram. Rate us on Spotify. And have a lovely, lovely day, night, evening. Love you, bye.
See ya.
Ooh.